on September 10, 2025, conservative firebrand Charlie Kirk was shot and killed during a speaking event at Utah Valley University. The 31-year-old founder of Turning Point USA had spent more than a decade making a name for himself through provocative speeches, inflammatory rhetoric, and divisive politics. His sudden, violent death is sparking not only grief among supporters, but also a deeper conversation about the hate he gave and the karma that followed him. Kirk was never shy about pushing buttons. He openly supported Donald Trump and proudly styled himself as a warrior against what he called woke culture. But much of his brand came from comments that many considered outright racist and inflammatory. He once declared that gun violence in Chicago stemmed from a lack of fathers in the black community. He dismissed white privilege as a racist idea. He even went so far as to call Martin Luther King Jr. awful and not a good person, arguing that the Civil Rights Act created a bureaucracy of victimhood. These statements weren't slips of the tongue. They were deliberate provocations designed to inflame, divide, and rally his base. With Turning Point USA, Kirk built a national platform that influenced young conservative voters across college campuses. His talent for sound bites made him a media darling in right-wing circles, but what he gave in return was often poisonous. For every rallying cry about liberty and freedom, there was a jab at minorities, a dismissal of systemic racism, or an attempt to discredit civil rights history. In one of his most telling quotes about guns, Kirk admitted, "I fully acknowledge and admit when you allow gun ownership, you're going to have gun deaths. There is a cost to liberty, but the positives far outweigh the negatives." It's a chilling irony that the man who so often preached about the cost to liberty paid the ultimate price with his own life, killed by a bullet while addressing a college crowd. The details of the shooting remain under investigation. Witnesses say the gunfire caused chaos and panic, and police confirm the shot came from outside the courtyard. While the shooter has yet to be publicly identified, officials confirm the suspect was a white man. For those who have long criticized Kirk, the symbolism is unavoidable. A man who thrived on sowing division, painting communities of color in a negative light, and glorifying the very tools of violence, guns, met his end in the same spirit he unleashed. Kirk's supporters call him a martyr for free speech. His critics see something else, karma, a man who built a career on hate, who gave voice to prejudice and conspiracy, ultimately died in the chaos that hate breeds. It doesn't erase the tragedy of a life cut short, but it does force reflection. The words we speak and the energy we spread come back to us. In Charlie Kirk's case, the hate he gave may well have set the stage for the violence he received.